This is the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today, we're looking at an article that might make a few business owners uncomfortable. The title is, Your Data is Lying to You, Why 80% of Businesses Are Failing at AI, and it's by Brett Allegre Wood.
The title alone probably made a few people sit up straight.
It should. There's this gap Brett describes between what organizations think is happening with their AI and what's actually happening. Cloudera ran a global survey, the Data Readiness Index, and the numbers are striking. 96% of organizations say they're integrating AI into core business processes. 85% say they have a clear data strategy. 84% say they're confident in the accuracy of their data.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Until you look underneath, 80% of those same organizations admit their AI initiatives are being held back by limited data access. Only 18% say their data is fully governed.
So most businesses think their data is fine, but it isn't.
Exactly. And Brett uses a good image for it. He says they're building high-performance sports cars and trying to run them on dirty, contaminated fuel. The car is fast. The fuel is the problem.
And what does that cost in practice?
The number one barrier to AI return on investment, cited by 22% of respondents, is data quality. Not cost, which comes in at 16%. Not the wrong tool. The data itself.
That surprises me. Most people would assume cost is the big one.
That's what vendors want you to think. But here's what makes it worse. Bad data doesn't just produce no result. It produces confident, articulate, completely wrong results. AI doesn't know what it doesn't know. It takes your existing problems and amplifies them at scale, generating beautifully formatted reports that are fundamentally misleading.
That's the bit that should worry people. You think you're getting insight, and you're actually getting confident noise.
Right, and there's an Australian angle worth covering here.
How does Australia sit in all this?
KPMG surveyed over 2,100 C-suite executives globally earlier this year, and Australia looks genuinely strong on one measure, governance. 31% of Australian organizations cite responsible AI governance as a primary focus area, against a global average of 26%.
So we're writing the rule books.
We're writing the rule books, but on actually generating value from AI, we're behind. Only 35% of Australian organizations prioritize AI-driven productivity, against 42% globally. And only 38% are using advanced analytics and real-time insights, against a global average of 41%.
We've built the guardrails, but we're not driving the car?
Brett uses almost those exact words. And it shows up in the workforce, too. A Finder survey found that 9% of Australians, roughly 4.2 million people, believe AI will replace their job. When employees see AI investment without clear productivity gains, they start viewing it as a threat, rather than something that augments what they do.
That's a leadership problem, not just a tech one.
Completely. Now, Brett also covers what's actually working, and this is the interesting part.
Go on.
There's a shadow AI economy running inside most businesses right now. Harvard Business Review data shows that while only 40% of companies have purchased official AI subscriptions, employees from over 90% of those companies are already using personal AI tools for work.
So people have personal ChatGPT tabs open right next to company data.
Exactly, which is a security risk. But it also tells you where genuine demand lives. Brett holds up BBVA, the Spanish bank, as the model here. Instead of banning personal tools or waiting years for a governance framework, they gave staff a secure enterprise ChatGPT environment, gave licenses to motivated people in each business unit, and let them teach their colleagues. And the results? They went from 3,000 active users to 11,000 in under a year. 83% weekly usage rates. Staff saving 2 to 5 hours per week on average, and 4,800 custom internal tools built by employees for their own workflows. 4,800? That's your frontline people solving their own problems. That's the bit I find most compelling, because they actually understand the work, not a central IT team guessing at what the frontline needs. Okay, what's the one thing someone should actually do this week? Start with an honest data audit. Map where your critical customer and operational data lives. Check whether it's duplicated or inconsistent across systems. And find out if the people who need it can actually get to it. If you can't answer those questions, you're not ready for AI regardless of what any vendor tells you. Mine is simple. Find out who on your team is already using personal AI tools. Don't shut it down. Understand it. Those are your highest value automation targets right there. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see what all this means for your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book with. Do that before you spend another dollar on AI tools. Good advice.